This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A mother and son from Pinckneyville will celebrate graduation together this weekend at SIU Carbondale. The pair are both earning degrees during SIU's spring commencement ceremonies on Saturday. Officials say the story highlights the determination and family support that often shape the college experience for non-traditional and first-generation students. SIU's commencement ceremonies will take place tomorrow at the Banterra Center in Carbondale, where graduates from across the university will receive their degrees. The Simmons Law School kicks off commencement with a ceremony today at 1. SIU honored 120 teacher candidates with their traditional pinning ceremony on Wednesday. The students recently completed their student teaching, which is one of the final steps before earning their Illinois teaching license. SIU grad Daniel Baker was the guest speaker for the event. She's the Media Center Director for Rich Township School District. She spoke about two former struggling students who went on to earn multiple master's degrees and a PhD. The future educators were then honored by their cooperating teachers, who presented them with a pin marking the end of their SIU experience. Alex Bauman completed his student teaching in high school history at Carbondale High School. He enjoyed the challenge of helping students find something meaningful in their learning.
I think really that's the fun part about, for me, being a high school education teacher is you get to see them maybe for the first time really be like, my education is my own and I'm going to do something with it. Those are precious moments.
The graduating teachers spent this semester serving in more than 60 schools throughout the Southern Illinois region. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he feels, quote, determined after a trip to Springfield where he lobbied against local revenue cuts and a Bears stadium bill. Johnson spoke to WBEZ on his way back to the city after 48 hours in the state's capital.
We still have a little ways to go as it relates to ensuring that our budgets are not balanced on the backs of working people. I do believe that we are moving in a positive direction.
Johnson opposes a mega projects bill that would allow the Bears to negotiate flat payments in lieu of property taxes. The fruits of his lobbying trip remain to be seen as the legislature barrels toward a May 31st deadline. You can read more at WSIU.org.